Now you're about to see some of the freakiest videos going around the internet. Let's check them out.
A chilling story has recently emerged from a young woman who goes by the username Ricelaw, a real estate photographer who encountered a terrifying situation while on the job. While taking photos for a new rental listing, she began to notice some unsettling details about the property and its occupants.
So I took pictures of this house, and this guy was following me around like the whole time, which isn't unusual, but he was a little bit strange, and there was like six people living in this house, and it's a hoarder house.
The house, which was occupied by six renters, had an unusual number of locks on the front door.
But I also noticed they have like three locks on the door, and then down here they have locks. And then going up here...
Adding to her discomfort was the presence of a home security camera positioned directly facing one of the bedroom doors, a setup that struck her as odd.
They have a camera and it's facing this door. Anyway.
But the situation took a dark turn when one of the renters, a man who emerged from a room, made a disturbing comment. Take a listen.
A roommate comes out of this door and he asks them if he should lock the door and kidnap me. And I said, immediately, people know where I am. And then he laughed and said, no one would ever hear from you again. Bro, I did not even finish this f***ing house. I immediately left. I was like, nope, dipped.
Shaken, the photographer quickly left the house and later shared her experience in a TikTok video. The video gained significant attention, but shortly after posting, she mysteriously disappeared from the platform. A year later, she resurfaced, revealing that the police had become involved and that the situation had been apparently resolved. However, she never disclosed what exactly happened during that time, leaving the incident eerily undisclosed. The cryptic nature of her disappearance and the unresolved details surrounding the event have left many wondering what truly transpired in that unsettling house.
A roommate comes out of this door and he asks them if he should lock the door and kidnap me. And I said, immediately, people know where I am. And then he laughed and said, no one would ever hear from you again.
In a strange and unexpected twist in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict, Ukrainian soldiers are now claiming to have encountered a disc-shaped UFO on the battlefield. The sighting, which occurred in early March 2024, was reportedly captured by the 406th Battalion of the Ukraine Armed Forces, using a reconnaissance drone equipped with thermal vision. The footage shows an oblong-shaped craft hovering in the air, leaving soldiers baffled as they question what the mysterious object could be. The sighting has left many wondering if this could be some form of cutting-edge technology deployed in the conflict, or if it might be something more otherworldly. Adding to the mystery, more footage of unidentified flying objects has emerged from the region. In early August 2024, witnesses caught footage of fast-moving UFO orbs in a conflict zone during Ukraine's incursion into Russia. In this footage, a fighter jet can be seen zipping by. But when the footage is slowed down, two dark orbs appear in the sky, moving at incredible speeds. These sightings have sparked widespread speculation, with theories ranging from advanced military drones to extraterrestrial activity. The presence of such unidentified objects in a war zone raises more questions than answers, leaving both military experts and the public alike to wonder, what exactly are these strange objects?
А в теплах ничего не слышно. That's the alien right there, that pink.
In a bizarre and unsettling clip that surfaced on TikTok, a user who goes by the handle WTF TikTok Shop shares footage that they believe captures the moment of an alien abduction. The original poster, whose identity remains unknown, claims that the eerie pink light seen in the video is an alien hiding in the bushes.
If you're looking over there, you can kind of see right there, there's something behind the bush. See right here, it cut. And then boom.
The strange encounter allegedly led to a series of disturbing events for the person recording.
Where after I blacked out, and I was staring at the ground and saw my phone and didn't know what I was doing.
They report blacking out shortly after capturing the footage and waking up with no recollection of what had transpired for a significant chunk of time. When they came to, they were disoriented, unaware of how they had spent the last few hours. The only evidence of the encounter was this footage left on their phone.
You can see it sends some kind of energetic ball or something. It looks like it sends it at me. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Throughout the clip, the mysterious pink light can be seen more clearly at various points. And at times, it almost resembles a face.
So notice how it's getting closer and closer. And you can almost see his eyes, the pink is just his head.
The person also mentions experiencing other strange phenomena, including seeing multiple small ships outside their window, finding an unusual implant-like mark on their back, and noticing strange behavior from their phone, such as cutting out and malfunctioning. The user hesitated to share the footage, acknowledging that some viewers might think they're crazy. However, they insist that the footage is real and that their experience was genuine, leaving viewers to wonder if this could indeed be evidence of an extraterrestrial contact or just an elaborate hoax.
You can see it sends some kind of energetic ball or something. It looks like it sends it at me.
Sticking with alleged alien abductions, this next one was uploaded by user Paseo Infinito. It's some Ring doorbell camera footage that captures a truly bizarre event that's left many scratching their heads. In the video, the homeowner steps outside to investigate a strange noise coming from his front yard. What happens next is nothing short of bizarre. Slowing the footage down, viewers can see the moment more clearly. As with any viral video, opinions are divided. Some viewers are quick to suggest that this could just be some fun CGI trickery designed to play on people's fascination with the paranormal. However, others are convinced that this is something more sinister, a genuine alien abduction caught on camera. A recent submission to our Slapped Ham subreddit by user Pepe Andre has sparked quite a debate among our viewers. The user shared a photo taken during a walk near a cemetery in Germany, a spot that turned out to be more eerie than expected. The image, intended to be a simple snapshot of the landscape, reveals something unexpected. A silhouette of what appears to be a young girl's face among the trees. The sighting has left many puzzled, especially since the photographer insists there was no one else around when the photo was taken. As is often the case with such mysterious images, opinions aren't divided. Some viewers argued that the face is likely a result of pareidolia, a psychological phenomenon where people see familiar patterns like faces in random stimuli. Others, however, are convinced that this could be a ghostly apparition caught on camera, possibly tied to the nearby cemetery. Did Simon Cowell die back in 2022? That's a question we'll take a look at in more depth in our last segment coming up in a few seconds. But before we do, remember to hit that subscribe button, then tickle that little bell icon there and turn on all channel notifications. That way you'll be in the loop every time we drop our scary and mysterious episodes. In 2022, a wild conspiracy theory emerged, igniting the internet with speculation that Simon Cowell, the famous former American Idol judge, had died in a mysterious accident and was secretly replaced by a lookalike. This bizarre theory gained traction after a particularly unsettling video of Cowell surfaced over on Twitter, sparking widespread concern among fans.
I always say on this show, 2 or 3 minutes can change your life, and it has. And maybe this time it's going to be you. So please audition now for next year's season.
In the video, Cowell, aged 63 at the time, appeared almost unrecognizable as he encouraged people to audition for Britain's Got Talent.
So please audition now for next year's season, and I'm looking forward to it.
What caught everyone's attention wasn't just his message, but rather his appearance. A face that looked unnaturally shiny, almost luminescent white teeth, and strange droopy features.
3 minutes can change your life, and it has. And maybe this time it's going to be you. So please audition now.
Fans were quick to notice the drastic change, with one Twitter user even comparing him to Leatherface from the horror classic Texas Chainsaw Massacre, suggesting Cowell looked as if he was wearing someone else's skin. Others remarked that this is what happens when you order Simon Cowell off Temu. As if this wasn't strange enough, the conspiracy took an even darker turn when an image surfaced online allegedly showing former US President Bill Clinton attending what was claimed to be Simon Cowell's funeral. Although the image was quickly deleted, it spread like wildfire across social media platforms, fueling rumors that Cowell had indeed passed away and had been replaced by a double. While there's no credible evidence to support these claims, the theory continues to intrigue and disturb fans, blurring the lines between reality and internet-fueled speculation. Could it all just be a case of overzealous plastic surgery gone wrong, or is there something more sinister at play? For now, the truth remains buried beneath layers of digital rumor, Botox, and wild conspiracy.
And maybe this time it's going to be you. So please audition now for next year's season, and I'm looking forward to it.
Over on our second channel, we took a deep dive into the mysterious and fascinating world of the Benedante. Here's a little snippet.
In the 16th and 17th centuries, the Roman Inquisition's attention on presumed witchcraft was at its zenith. One inquisitorial examination occurred in Italy, in the region called Friuli. A local town crier was recorded giving testimony that officials and witnesses found disturbing. He claimed that on certain nights, his soul would leave his body so he could gather bundles of fennel alongside others in service of Christ. They would use these to fight the devil's witches, who were using sorghum stalks. This nocturnal spiritual conflict between witches serving both good and evil supposedly took place across broad crop fields, and enough people were claiming to be witnesses to disturb the inquisitors of the era greatly.
If you want to get the full details on this fascinating story, I'll put some links to the episode in the description box down below there. It's also pinned in the comments.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for watching. If you can't get enough of the old slapped ham, then check out those two links right there. Now, remember to leave us a comment down below. We love reading your feedback. And that's it for me. I'll see you all next time.